And now, the Goldbergs. Dr. Cater's been acting quite strangely of late over Orianne. His attitude makes no sense by ordinary human standards. He's worried, insulted, persistent, cynical, sentimental. For a psychologist, he seems to be in need of a course of self-analysis. Well, tonight, Rosie Goldberg has been trying to write a composition on her powers of observation. And her powers have suddenly increased with respect to Dr. Cater Jr.
You're going to go with me, J.D.? You're going to walk over with me, dear?
Why must you walk over?
Why must I walk over? Because the child is over by Dr. Cater's father. And Dr. Cater Jr. was here already twice. And then he's a little disturbed that David is still over there. And then Oriane and Mr. Ray is not home yet. And the contract and everything. The evidence is taking a little more time. And it is getting late.
All right. So I'll go.
All right.
So where's my mechanism now?
There's always a mechanism. The family gets Papa's mechano, huh?
Where is it?
Put away the book, can I, and I'll tell you.
You want me to go with you, Mom?
You're doing your homework, dear, so do.
What do you want, Ma?
I want Papa's mechano.
I'll get it myself.
Pa, I'll get it.
Never mind, I'll get it myself.
I'll walk over for David.
Don't walk over for David. Why did you suggest before? Now you tell me walk over for David? I want a little air, nevertheless, anyway.
Some of you are going.
Yes, please. I'll just put a kerchief on my head.
Put on a hat, not a kerchief.
You want to hear my conversation before you go?
When do you come back?
Why don't you come back, Jay?
Of course, I'm sending you my mechanol.
The child wrote the composition. She worked so hard on the composition. I mean, how does it look? How long will it take for her to read it, please?
I thought you was in a hurry.
You want to hear it?
Yes, darling. Yes. Yes, old lady. Come here.
Ma,
come here.
Ma, did you see my book anywhere? I just had it.
Your book?
Yes.
So take your eyes, my dearie. And then look, and then you'll find the book. What was the book?
Here's the book.
So what am I sending with my coat on? If we are going to listen to compositions now?
Yes, please. So what if you're standing with your coat? So what? So open your neck, and you wouldn't be hot. Well, Rosalie.
Come
then.
I'm finished, Ma. I'm just changing the title.
Give me a chair, please.
Don't you want to hear it, Pa? I can wait until you come back.
I'm listening. Let me hear.
Don't you want to hear it, Tim?
No, I'm listening. What do you call it? The doctor's dilemma?
No, not the doctor's dilemma.
So don't stop. So don't stop. I haven't got the time with the backwards and the forwards talk. Now, don't stop. It's Emily said doctor's dilemma. Let the doctor's dilemma. No. So let me hear. What do you call it?
I call it Observations on the Mystery of Human Behavior.
How?
Observations on the Mystery of Human Behavior.
Observations of human behavior. Listen.
That's words. Let me hear a sentence.
Go on.
What are you laughing about?
Who's laughing?
Stop already, but who's laughing? Who's not laughing? Who's laughing? Who's making faces? Who's laughing? New Rosalie, please let me hear a sentence already. Open your code, Jay.
I'm open. So well?
Human behavior is one of the great mysteries of human life. And much more difficult to understand than the movement of the stars or other natural sciences.
Ma!
What am I sending with my paper?
Sammy, please. You told me to write about Dr. Cater, didn't you?
Oh, is this about Dr. Cater?
Yes, it's about Dr. Cater.
Oh, well, that's different. I thought it was Observations on the Mystery of Human Behavior.
Ma!
I'm not going to read it. I don't want to hear it.
Please,
Jake,
please.
Don't treat me. There is a certain subject that are beyond her ears.
All right, yeah.
When she is observing the mystery of human behavior, tell her to observe what's within her age, not beyond it. Tear it up.
Mom, why should I tear it up?
I said tear it up.
Well, what should I write about?
Write about Seymour.
Mom.
Don't shake me. We are going to Dr. Cater's house. To get David, let's go.
I suppose we'll never find out what Rosie was trying to write about. But we certainly can see what she should be writing about. If it's the mystery of Dr. Cater's behavior that she's interested in. Even Dr. Cater's father is interested in the mystery of Dr. Cater Jr.'s behavior. And right now, Dr. Cater Sr. is watching little David try to keep awake as he waits for Orianne to come to fetch her son. Lie down, David. Go to sleep. Tu prends David. T'en vas. C'est bon garçon, mon fils. Tu connais ce que tu as resté éveillé? Bon garçon. Dors-toi. Écoute. L'horloge. Tic-tac-tic-toc. Bon garçon. Chris?
Has Orianne been here?
The boy is sleeping. No. Let's go inside.
Wonder where she is.
All right. What are you so worried about, Chris?
boy is asleep. He's all right. I'm not worried. Well, take your coat off and sit down. He's been running to the Goldbergs and back all evening.
I only went twice.
Well, the evening hasn't been so very long.
It's been longer than most.
Smoke a pipe.
Too slow. I'll have cigarettes.
Here you are.
Yep.
How come you came down from the city tonight, Chris?
Well, I don't know. Just in the mood.
Well, see your old father?
I'm getting fed up with that practice of mine. I'm tired of treating neurotic women.
I'm tired of treating sore throats.
A sore throat is human, and neurotic woman is a problem in animal psychology.
You're little down on women, aren't you, tonight, Chris?
You know, Dad, I'm beginning to believe that women were made from an extra rib. And a rib in theatrical language is a joke on someone. And woman is a joke on man. She is. 2 cents that specialize in dog diseases.
Oh, Orianne isn't that bad.
I don't recall mentioning Orianne.
Oh. Didn't you? Excuse me, my boy. I must have misheard.
I hear with this poor woman. I mean, from the point of view of a little boy. Alone in the world, without a job. And I go out of my way to get her a wonderful position in the hospital as a receptionist, and she turns it down to go into partnership with an ex-swindler.
Perhaps she likes the chicken business.
But imagine her going around a hotel. Would you like to buy some chickens today? Leghorns and so-and-so, and so-and-so, so much the pound.
I don't see anything wrong in that.
You can't compare it with the job I offer.
Not from your point of view.
I don't recall saying anything about my point of view.
Well, didn't you? I must have misheard.
It's the second time you heard me say something I didn't say.
Oh, I'm getting old.
Ah, so am I. It's the sense of irresponsibility that gets me. Now, here's a woman whose main responsibility is that charming boy. And she's gallivanting about with this Mr. Way while she depends on us to take care of a boy. It's ridiculous.
He's in good hands.
Well, I know that. It's just her attitude.
Yes?
It's the cheek of it. What right has she got to expect that people will help her?
None.
But they do. That'll teach me a lesson. I'm not going to worry about her anymore. It's all Mrs. Goldberg's fault. She got me mixed up in this.
Chris, tell me something.
What that?
Chris, as one doctor to another, in what mental aberration does a person lose all sense of humor, all feeling for reality, all sense of proportion? In what disease does a person's sense of himself get increased beyond all normal expectation?
Paranoia.
Sure?
Typical symptom.
Funny. I thought it was another disease.
Paranoia.
Funny. And I thought it happened only in love.
Love? What? Sure you're not subject to delusions?
How about you? There's not even the shadow of a smile on Dr. Cater Sr.'s face as he looks at his son. But the long and eloquent pause says more than any words could.